If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
You know, the older I get, the more I like to save money. I like to watch it grow, and this guy can do that and more. They remove that person in the middle, so what does it do? It gives the savings back to you on some of the most important life-saving drugs. Every day that the price seems to go up, not the case with Blueberry Pharmacy. Cal McCormick is here. We have a lot to get to. You kind of heard a little bit of the show on the way in, and I was saluting those firefighters and the real heroes of our community and talking about service. And I've been discussing that in recent days, work ethic and that type of thing. So I got to ask you, I've always been in awe of people that are pharmacists because it's a really high, intense, pressure-oriented job, but it's a job of helping people, and that's what you do every day at Blueberry Pharmacy. But what made you, Cal McCormick, want to become a pharmacist? Good evening.
Good evening. Hit me with the hard ones early.
Yeah, I'm going right for it.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, if I think back now almost 20 years, that's crazy, but I don't exactly recall. I do know that the most influential thing was my close friend in high school. Her mom was the owner of our local pharmacy that I first got a job at.
Right.
And so I just asked, hey, you know, I think I might be interested. I like the sciences. Could I shadow your mom for, you know, an hour or so? And she agreed, and I just got to see how she interacted with members of the community, how she, you know, took care of them, intervened whenever there were issues, and it just seemed like it was a good fit. You know, I didn't really explore many other career paths beyond that, so, you know, it was between that or chemical engineering. You know, I did those surveys, early internet surveys of, like, what should my career be, like, answer some questions, and those two registered pretty high on the survey results. So
well, it's ironic, you know. There are certain professions that I really do appreciate, and you probably have never met anybody, but back in the day, I actually used to do a sports talk show at a pharmacist in Monaco, actually do it in there. And we would meet people and I would watch this person work. And long before that person, when I was a child going to the local pharmacy with my parents, or that pharmacist coming to our house to help one of my five sisters or me with an earache or whatever after, you know, business hours. And you remind me a lot of those throwback and really care about people. I've heard you engage with people. I talked to you on the show that you're the type will come down from behind the counter and help somebody and explain everything. And you do it every day via email, via text messages, or simply by calling where there's no press one for this, press two for that. But you have to admit, being a pharmacist may be one of the last things that is truly all about service. And with the big box stores, you don't really get that, but you get it at Blueberry Pharmacy. But what you really get, you don't get the prices of the big box store. So you really are onto something, but it has to be coming from the heart to put as much passion into it as you do.
Yeah, and I think ultimately, you know, really the differentiator, yes, on price, but, you know, if you shop around enough, you can find low prices on even drugs, right? And so I really do believe, especially long-term, our key differentiator will be our service. You know, because if a chain decides to adopt pricing models similar to ours, they actually do the cost plus model that we innovated 6 years ago. Great, they can do it. They might even outcompete us on price on some things. But the key difference is us taking the time, spending that time with you. I just had somebody today who was on a proton pump inhibitor, something for acid reflux. And I was filling some other medication for her. And she was discussing how she took her meds throughout the day. I was saying, like, that one really shouldn't be taken. It should be taken on an empty stomach and whatnot. And again, not medical advice. Call the pharmacy if you want to discuss this further, if you're on a proton pump inhibitor. But anyhow, long story short, she said, nobody's ever told me that. I've been on that medication for 2 years now, and nobody's ever taken the time to tell me about that. I wasn't even filling that medication for her. And so that's really what we do differently, is we actually have conversations with people. learn about their medical, you know, needs, their prescription needs, actually intervene and charge fair prices. At the end of the day, a lot of people do come to us for price, but it's certainly not what we want to win out on. We want to win on price and have people stay for service.
Even I have noticed this. Insurance premiums are soaring. Talk about this a little bit. These are really difference makers, especially for people who are on a fixed income.
Yeah, and you haven't even seen it yet.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, these numbers are for next year. This is 2026. This just came out from the Financial Times this past week. And I've heard a lot of things talking about 2027 for Medicare. So not 2026 per se, but 2026, the Financial Times piece yesterday said employer plans expect a 6.5% increase. The ACA plans, so the marketplace, penny.com, exchange plans expect up to an 18% increase. And some states actually seeing a proposed hikes as high as 54% increase.
That'll cripple people.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to it in the second half, but it's just unsustainable. I mean, the piece talked about what's contributing to it. The big thing mentioned and timely and whatnot talks about tariffs. We talked about it last segment, how generic space, we really don't see the impact. In fact, if anything, might help reshore some of the supply chain, especially in generics, especially around antibiotics, things like that. And if we do see some price increases due to tariffs, it's not going to be significant.
Well, I think Big Pharma, this is my opinion only, I think sometimes their prices have always been high. They kind of look for reasons that they can push the blame off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you agree with me?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, they could already lower prices if we just got rid of what are called rebates that pharma pays to pharmacy benefit managers. I think I shared this at some point in the past, too. The CEO of Novo testified before Congress saying 74 cents out of every dollar of the cost of one of our big drugs is a rebate paid from the manufacturer to the PBM in order to get it put on formulary. So what's that mean? If we didn't have that whole system where it's a pay-to-play, the drug could actually be 26% of its cost.
Like, well, then explain this to me. Many people in your position that I've known through the years that are standalone owners. Mm-hmm. Why does it take so long to get paid from the insurance company, meaning you?
Oh, yeah.
Why does that happen?
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't know, what you're alluding to, Rob, is alluding to it here is pharmacies, what cripples them is actually cash flow. And so what that means is the time it takes for them to bill that claim to your insurance company and then actually receive payment from that insurance company can vary anywhere from on the low end a week to on the high end 4 weeks. And why that's crippling to an insurance company is a lot of people may have, you know, on a $500 drug, they might have a $50 copay. Some people even a $20 copay. Well, the drug still costs the pharmacy $500. So they have to shell out $500. They only get paid $20, $50.
You have to pay the freight before you get the money reimbursed.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now I never knew that.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the issues.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
With Rite Aid, towards the end of its days, is that their wholesalers gave them, I think, pretty much same day line of credit. Whereas most pharmacies, though, they might have a 2 week line of credit with their wholesalers. Still not enough for that average payment, which is about 3 to 4 weeks from the third party. So yeah, they have to shell out the cost of the drug before they actually get the reimbursement.
What you all need to do before we get to 2026, you got to call wherever your stuff is and say, let's get it to Blueberry Pharmacy. You can call them at 412-612-2279, 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com. Cal McCormick is here. We're going to come back and we're going to continue to navigate these rough waters when it comes to what you're paying for your prescriptions and how they can save you money, time, and give you an effort that you will not find anywhere else. BlueberryPharmacy.com, Cal McCormick, 412-612-2279. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I think when I retire, I'm going to go be one of their helpers at Blueberry. This stuff amazes me, and I'm so glad that he's doing this show. I'm so glad that MediConnect introduced me to him, because I know we're helping people in real time. If you thought that first segment with Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy, was interesting, wait to what we have in store for you now. We're going to talk about Canada versus the U.S. Anestro, this is a heart medication, what the brand price is, what they can do with a generic, cost plus Teddy, while insurers cite tariffs. We talked a little bit about that earlier. So talk about this heart medicine, but first talk about Canada. For some reason, everybody thinks Canada is the place to go north of the border when it comes to their prescriptions. Again, let me give you their number. You're going to want to write this down and make the call even before the hour is up. 412-612-2279. Let's begin with Canada versus local. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and there's a reason why people seek out costs, lower costs, and that sometimes for some patients that actually means going international. There are challenges to that, though. Just today, we actually talked to a patient who was getting a medication from Canada. It got stuck in customs, so now they're without their medication. So it's really frustrating. It's really kind of crazy, because, you know, even locally, it could get lost in the mail or something like that.
Yeah, but we don't have the best relations right now with Canada either.
That's the other concern with it is the tariffs and whatnot. So the reality is that patient is able to get medication through us for just $31. So they don't even need to go to Canada anymore. So a lot of people are realizing that, you know, especially I talked about rebates, even on brand drugs. So if you're looking to get a brand name drug from Canada, if we just got rid of rebates, if pharma and pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs as they're called, if they just got rid of the rebate game, we'd see hardly anybody would have a reason to go to Canada, because you'd be able to access all those prices at the same, you know, similar prices here in America, even on brand name drugs. So, you know, that's Canada versus cost plus, especially in generics. Our prices are lower than Canada's prices. And especially one that you mentioned, it's a heart medication that a lot of patients are on. It's a top 10 drug that spend by Medicare in 2023, I think it was. It's called Entresto. It just went generic this year. But it's part of the 10 drugs that Medicare negotiated for next year's 2026 calendar year. And I think they negotiated something like $200-some for this medication.
Is this a monthly medication?
Monthly medication.
Okay.
Just, you know, today at Blueberry Pharmacy, a patient, Medicare, no Medicare insurance, no insurance, we sell that medication for just $29 a month, $30 a month.
How? Okay, Cal, look. How's that possible from $500 the brand to your price under $30? How's
the beautiful thing about generics? And so whenever a generic comes to market, we go from one manufacturer now to say 3, 6, 7 manufacturers of that same medication. So now you have a lot of price competition. You have the marketplace at play where one manufacturer can undercut the other manufacturer, So you see this price falling in real time. Just a month ago, 2 months ago when we first talked, when Entresto first launched as a generic, our price was like $80-some. You know, then it went to $45. Now it's down to $30. It'll keep falling too. And that's the beautiful thing about the marketplace of generic medications.
And that's why we're doing this show. So 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com. Before we move on and talk about the misuse of insurance, let's talk about how people can actually right now in real time listening, switch over to your pharmacy.
Yeah. Switching a pharmacy is maybe easier than you might think. There's a transfer process. And so a patient really doesn't need to do much for a transfer of their medication. If they have a prescription at another pharmacy, it's simple. They just call us, give us their name, their date of birth. Maybe sometimes we need an address. That way they can verify at the pharmacy who the patient is. We call that pharmacy, give that information. They fax us the prescription or give us a verbal transfer. And now that prescription's at our pharmacy. So it's just a matter of a quick phone call, quick fax, and that's all it
is. And I'm not singling anybody out, but I have to ask you this because this is what you do. Why is it at the big box stores, services slowed way down? Lines are longer. Time waiting is much more longer. And just trying to get somebody on the phone in the pharmacy, why is that happening?
Yeah, without singling anybody out, you have this vertically integrated system where the insurance company also owns the pharmacy. And they can dictate your plan benefits and, you know, say, hey, this medication's only free if you go to this pharmacy. It's lowest price if you go to this pharmacy that we happen to own, too. And so they drive customers to their own pharmacies. So they don't necessarily need to reinvest money in order to provide a better service because the patient feels trapped. They feel like they have to go there anyhow. And so they continue to go there. And so, you know, repeat, repeat, repeat. And that's where you end up with a scenario where, you know, you literally can't even call and talk to somebody at some of these pharmacies. Like the phone tree isn't even set up to really talk to a human. You have to leave a voicemail. They'll get back to you eventually. And so a lot of it has to do with this third-party based system where, and then the vertical integration on top of that, that drives patients into their own funnel and keeps them there, even if the customer experience is poor. And so the reality is, though, patients can shop around. Patients can go wherever they want. Yes, the copays may look a little different from pharmacy to pharmacy, but you might find that it might even be worthwhile spending a little extra money to get told when to take their medications, you know, to make sure that they're safe and effective for you. Sometimes that's worth paying a little bit more for.
Are you worried? We were talking about lack of numbers in various service industries that we're familiar with on my show earlier, and I have been for days, with the high pressure that a pharmacist is under today, working the way they are, and the techs. Do you fear that maybe someday there could be a shortage of pharmacists and techs in the industry?
There's already a shortage of people that want to work in those settings, the high volume, you know, no breaks, kind of nonstop environment. And so that's why you see some pharmacies across the country over the past 2 years have closed down for specific days or even weeks because they couldn't get enough help. That's not because there's a shortage of pharmacists. In fact, there's, you know, outside of the last 2 or 3 years, there's never been more pharmacy schools in the country. Now there's starting to be somewhat of a decline in the applicants to the pharmacy schools. There's certainly not a shortage of pharmacists. There's a shortage of pharmacists and technicians that want to work in those environments.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk misuse of insurance. But we got a minute before the break, just enough time for you to talk about Blueberry Pharmacy, what you do, and then I'm going to give them the number and how they can contact you. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. We're Blueberry Pharmacy. We're located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, where, as everybody says, the Westview Park used to be.
That's exactly
now
right.
Now it's the Westview Shopping Plaza. We certainly offer pickup for patients that live locally, but we also can deliver all throughout Pennsylvania and the surrounding states. And so, like we were talking about just now, if patients want to reach out, they can check their prices on our website, blueberrypharmacy.com. There's a check prices button. They can transfer their prescription via the website or by calling us or emailing us or texting our phone number. You can text that phone number as well.
412-612-2279. 412-612-2279. Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The following is paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, Cal McCormick explaining why you need to go to blueberrypharmacy.com. Call them, 412, text them, 612-2279, 412-612-2279. Let's talk about insurance and the misuse of it, and there's a whole lot of stuff here you need to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you think about insurance, if you ask any economist what insurance is intended for, it's supposed to be used for high cost unknown events. Think about car insurance.
Right.
What do you buy it for?
Just in case.
Just in case you get in an accident.
Right.
You ever think about using your car insurance for your oil change, for your gasoline, for your windshield wipers? Mm-hmm. Those are routine maintenance events.
Right.
That are low cost, that you just, you know, pay for out of your own pocket. And what happens every time you use your car insurance?
Goes up.
premium goes up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. Oh.
You know, directly proportional to the amount of times you use it.
And you'll see when those little children grow up.
Yeah.
It really goes
it's
up.
Higher, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you use your home insurance for?
God forbid.
Yeah, a very catastrophic event, right? Yeah, in healthcare, you can't interact with the system. In fact, the first question, you go anywhere in healthcare, you're just trying to get a simple, you know, PCP visit. What insurance do you have? It's the very first question they ask.
Always.
And so we actually have a bad insurance product. If you think about what insurance is intended for from an economic standpoint, it is not insurance as a principle, as a philosophy, is there to protect against high cost unknown events. Think car accidents, think, you know, fires, think bad things. It's there for the ambulance visit, not necessarily for every little thing that's ambulatory, that's, you know, low cost, predictable expenses, like an oil change for your car.
Right.
In fact, I take the analogy even further. You know, if you think about a car as a vehicle that you move throughout life, what is a more important vehicle that you move throughout life?
Your body.
Your body, exactly. And so, you know, just doing things like going to the PCP, getting prescriptions that you're going to use every day for the rest of your life, those are low-cost routine events that you actually achieve lower prices by not using your insurance. Because as you correctly stated earlier, what happens every time you use your car insurance?
Goes up.
The premium goes up. So why is it, as to our earlier segment, why we're seeing the highest premium increases in 15 years? Because we're using our insurance for way too much. We'd actually have lower costs if we just stopped using insurance for these low-cost routine events. I know patients will be like, well, it's a $0 copay. That's like using your car insurance. That's what is leading to your price going up. Because on the back end of that $0 copay, your insurance is paying more. So the next year, they have to recoup what they paid and raise your premiums. So yes, things like $0 copays, things like, you know, $5 copays, they may seem great, but they're not great. That's why premiums are going up, is because the more we use it, the more premiums go up.
Do you think the average person, and you've educated me so much, and my friends at MediConnect each and every week in that 9 o'clock hour, you think the average person understands really how insurance even works?
I think they do in other segments. I think if you ask anybody, when do you use your life insurance? When I die. Why don't you use it all throughout life? Right? When did you use your car insurance last? Oh, whenever I got in that accident 2 years ago. They understand insurance products in every other sector except in healthcare.
So when I was really young, in my early 30s, started having kids, I went and got that $1 million life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And I'm now 68, so it's run its course as of 5 years ago. And I made that big premium payment every single month. And somebody said, well, did you get that universal plan that you actually get something if you make it to this age in return? Kind of like good grace,
cash coming back to you.
I said, no. So I basically paid for 30 plus years.
I mean, there's bad insurance products everywhere.
Right, so sure, you got to pay attention. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
So people need to get educated.
You're absolutely right.
And that's what you all do.
Yeah, and there are bad insurance products across all sectors, but are particularly in healthcare. You know, insurance, if you think about, and so you've shared some of these stories too, where if insurance is intended to protect you against the catastrophic event, why is it that whenever people actually have a catastrophic event happen, they go bankrupt? It's not actually serving its purpose because we have bad insurance products. Because if it were serving its purpose, if people had catastrophic health events happen to them, they wouldn't go bankrupt. In fact, a lot of insurance plans, they'll only cover cheap stuff. And that's what you could afford out of pocket. So to your question about, you know, do you think people understand it? I think the challenge is people don't see prices.
Right.
So they don't know that they could get cheaper prices by not using their insurance. They don't know, unlike in car insurance world where you know what you can see on a market marquee or something, you know, inspections X amount here, gas X amount here.
A menu board.
There's not that in healthcare.
Some people have tried it, mm-hmm. but why do you think it hasn't taken off yet?
I think because...
It's not profitable?
I think...
Well, for big business.
It is. Yeah, I think it's more profitable to do it the other way.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they get, missed the overcharging a third party, and so they just keep overcharging third parties. I think I shared before one of our great examples, the average price of this one medication we fill for prostate cancer. Medicare paid in 2023 $3,000 per month to pharmacies to fill that drug. So the pharmacy was making, it cost the pharmacy $100. So that pharmacy was making $2,900 a month filling that drug. Why would they want to change that business model, right? Now that's not the case anymore. Now pharmacies are hurting, going out of, so they've got to innovate. They've got to realize, well, this isn't working. The traditional model isn't working. It's not working for patients. It's not working for pharmacies. Who's it working for? It's working for the insurance companies. So let's rethink things. Let's educate the patients as to why this doesn't make sense anymore.
So you basically have taken care of the next three segments. Amazing talent, this guy. And I'm looking at our outline here. He's incredible. He's ahead of me, but it all makes sense. 412-612-2279. Call, text that number, blueberrypharmacy.com. Get your prescriptions sent there. Get it done. Save money. How many times a day do you see people smile when they come in? Or over the phone or text you when they're like, what? I can't believe it. I mean, even brought to tears, because the older you get, the money doesn't stretch as far. And if you're retired, and many people living on that single source of income, their Social Security, every single cent counts.
Every day. Patient satisfaction is our number one metric. You know, I don't care so much about saving people's money is great. You know, keeping the business open is great. But one of the most satisfactory things is like a nice text message from somebody. And the other day we have like a text feed that we have among the three pharmacists that we have. It's a HIPAA secure text messaging thing that we use in store. And we got three text messages after we closed that were just one right after the other. Just thank you so much for the great service you offer. And I was like, we're not even open if you are thanking us. So it's just, it's really, it is rewarding. It's some of the most rewarding, you know, work is just going and, you know, trying to do our best to help people.
All right. Tell them how it works at Blueberry.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let them know what this whole cost plus thing is about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So unlike other pharmacies where they make up prices and, you know, you don't know until you go and hand them three different cards at the counter and wait for them to bill those cards. At our pharmacy, you know the price up front. You go to our website, click on check prices. You can see the price of the medication before it's even prescribed to you. And then once it's prescribed to you, we take care of the rest. We call you, we go over the medication. We get it sent right to your door, or you can pick it up same day in the pharmacy. Wow. And it's just a matter of blueberrypharmacy.com or 412-612-2279.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up with Cal McCormick, but I'm already anticipating his next visit to KDK Radio. Great stuff. Text that number, 412-612-2279. Do it now. Don't put it off. 412-612-2279, or go to blueberrypharmacy.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, it's his line, but I'm going to steal it because it's that good. If we used health insurance like we use car insurance for the big unpredictable events, we'd all save money. Until then, Cost Plus pharmacies are showing that the future is right here in Pittsburgh. So let's do some takeaways with Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy, 412-612-2279, blueberrypharmacy.com. So some takeaways before we say goodnight. Go ahead.
Yeah, so from our first little segment, we talked about how next year we have premiums increasing at their highest rates in 15 years, driven by our overuse of insurance for every little thing, even the small things. And on the second segment, talking about how, you know, actually, if we just paid out of pocket for all those things, didn't hit our insurance like we would with our car insurance, we'd pay for the small little dent, we'd pay for the oil change, for the gasoline. We actually then prevent those premium increases, and we move towards an insurance product that actually acts a lot more like how insurance should act, and we actually get lower costs as a result. And so I had this this breakdown of what happens whenever, you know, in reality, insurance isn't bad. You know, it's intended for the right things. However, it does in practice create warped incentives. So for a patient, if you think about the patient's perspective, using their insurance for these low-cost things that they could just pay out of pocket for, they're insulated from those true costs. So you ask, you know, why don't patients know about this? Is because they've never seen that menu board. They don't see until the price transparency of things like GoodRx, things like us, things like the Walmart $410 list. Patients didn't know cost. They had no concept of cost whenever it came to their prescription drugs because they would just hand over their insurance card and pay what the copay came back as. Now with some of these transparency tools, Cost Plus pharmacies, discount cards, things like that, they can actually now shop around and see that. Clinicians, you know, the reality is also clinicians may chase what actually they make more money on versus what's actually best for the patient. Things like over-testing, you know, doing another test that might not actually be necessary just because they might get seen or might get extra payment for that. So, or saying, hey, your annual wellness visit, we have to schedule that separately from this visit you're here for us today, because we have to bill those two things separately. So you got to come back in a week just for that annual wellness visit. A patient was telling me about this. They were there for already seeing the doctor, and the doctor's like, time for your annual wellness visit. A Medicare requirement. Well, can't we just check on my wellness today? And they're like,
while I'm here.
We got to do that next week so that they can bill for it. So again, you know, it creates these warped incentives for all players, patients, clinicians, and then insurers. They actually profit whenever costs rise, because if you think about it, they take a percentage of those costs. So as costs of healthcare rise, and if they're percentage-based payment, they actually make more money every single year as a result. You could see it in all their stock prices. Few things, not even the maker of AI chips, have made as much profit over the last decade as insurance company, health insurance companies have. And so it just creates all these warped incentives the more we use it for these things that aren't truly insurable. So, you know, call to action tonight, you know, hopefully, I know we've rambled on about insurance companies, and hopefully it's been educational. Hopefully you kind of understand a little bit more about why it makes sense to not use your insurance, why it might make sense for you to use the Cost Plus Pharmacy. And the way you go about doing that is just going to our website, checking our prices, giving us a call tomorrow. Somebody will answer the phone. Unlike other pharmacies, you won't get a human.
This is what is so unique about what you do. And I've been around a little bit longer than you, about three decades more than you. Even if you could maybe click on to some big name who just delivers products to your house and get it, the thing that you're not going to get is that customer service, mm-hmm. that voice, that person, a place to go, and actually have someone who can be a part of that timeline with you. No other situation out there. They're either overwhelmed, brick and mortar, or if they're bringing it to you by you clicking on with that mouse mm-hmm. on some link, those aren't the people, those aren't the pharmacists coming to your house. Mm-mm. So this is why Blueberry Pharmacy works.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh works.
I like that. Can I use that? Anyway, we got exactly 2 minutes and counting. So tell them about Blueberry Pharmacy and our call to action, why you need to move forward and make the switch.
Go ahead. So if you missed the part about how do you go about transferring. So say you checked your prices on our website, blueberrypharmacy.com. you give us a call that we can take the transfer process there. But really, it's just a matter of us knowing your name, your date of birth, what medications you'd like transferred, and what pharmacy they're coming from. And from there, we take it. We go and call that pharmacy. They send us a fax or they give us a verbal transfer. And then we get those prescriptions filled for you. And then we are located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. So if you're local to us, you're welcome to pick up those prescriptions. But if not, we, over the phone, you know, get everything set up, address, making sure we check for interactions, drug allergies, tell you a little bit about the medication that we'll be sending out to you, counsel you on it. And then we send that on its way. We can ship to six different states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, New Jersey, Delaware, and Florida. So even our snowbirds, you know, people ask. But the nice thing is, you know, since we're not going through insurance as well, all those different things, like people are like, oh, I know it's too early, but I'm heading on vacation. Who cares? We'll just fill you 6 months supply. As long as the doctor writes enough quantity for you, we don't have those prior authorizations or those refill too soon alerts. So, you know, we can, you know, get them to you if you're vacationing or if you're down in Florida for the winter. We can get those right to you. But give us a call, 412-612-2279. Check out our website, blueberrypharmacy.com. You can also text that number. Again, that's 412-612-2279.
And we'll do this again real soon, okay?
I love talking to you, Rob.
Believe me, I get educated every time you're here. And being that I am a senior citizen, I'm always looking for those added discounts, too. All right, stay with us. The news coming up with David Balorado, who's not a senior citizen. He's a great news anchor. And then we're coming back with a guest that you do not want to miss. All for the kids, moments away. Katie Kay.
The proceeding was paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.